This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Alright, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuff. Today, well, we're going to talk about the government, because, you know, I'm sure you guys miss my rants every now and again, and, you know, you just really want to hear Chuck complain about how the world is and how things work. So, today is your lucky day. So, there's a famous quote from Ronald Reagan that always comes to mind when people talk about government. And basically, I'm going to let him share it with you.
I've always felt the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
And I think that pretty much, you know, summarizes how people feel about government, at least in America. But I imagine it's government everywhere. I mean, when you have county government, when you have local government, when you have state government, I can't think of too many instances where I have a higher opinion. The UN, they don't instill confidence in, you know, things getting better for people. Mm-hmm. You know, when people think of FEMA, hey, FEMA is going to show up. Yeah. Do I want to die? Do I want to take my chances on my own, or do I want to go in that FEMA camp? You know, it's not, we think of New Orleans and the dome there after Katrina. It wasn't a good time had by all.
No, it doesn't seem like FEMA comes through in the emergencies that they're supposed to. And most of the time, I don't know. Most of the time, it seems that their resources are spread too thin, and the people in charge don't know how to spread it properly. So it's like, you know, I wouldn't ever count on FEMA saving the day in any sort of situation.
Right. Now that sounds like my take. Now, I guess what it really comes down to, and this is what me and the wife have the different opinions on, and I think a lot of people will agree or disagree, you know, one way or the other. It seems to be polarizing, like Democrat or Republican. And I think it kind of even goes along the party lines as well. What I'm getting at is, I think it's, is it because government is really inept, Or is it because they're nefarious and trying to, you know, screw things up and trying to, you know, steal and be greedy and just gain themselves by pushing you down and gaining more power? And I think that's what it comes down to is, you know, is it nefarious? But I guess the bottom line is it doesn't really matter. Like, the government doesn't solve problems. And that's really what it boils down to. You know, whether it's because they're evil and shady and trying to screw with you, or is it because, you know, they just are really incompetent? Now, my wife would say, well, it's human nature. You know, it's that people are just naturally greedy and whatever. And that's, you know, why we end up with the corruption and stuff, as opposed to a big cabal of global elites trying to bring it down.
Yeah. But well, I mean, if you wanted it,
you taking my money doesn't help things.
Right, right. I mean, it seems kind of suspicious that millionaires would take a job that pays, you know, $200,000 a year. It's just foolish. Like, you don't make money. How much money do you spend on a congressional election compared to how much you get paid just right from your salary? You're not doing it for your salary. You're doing it for all the other benefits that you get. Legal and illegal. Right.
Right.
Right. Because I'm a powerful man. You can't talk to my daughter like that. You can't talk to my wife like that. I'm powerful. I can, you know, cops are going to be here. State troopers are going to be here in 15 minutes and they're taking you to jail, whether you did anything or not. I just don't like the way you look. It's, you know, if you're, say you're a really intelligent person that was very charismatic, good looking guy, well spoken.
So maybe
had some really good ideas on how to fix the government. None of that shit matters.
No.
How many millions of dollars can you raise for your campaign? That's what matters. And if you don't have a bunch of rich friends, you're shit out of luck. Nobody cares whether you're smart, whether you're competent. They only care about how much money you can raise. And that's why we end up in the situation we're in.
Yeah. What was the quote? I wish I had it. I should have brought it up for the episode if I'd known you said it. But they had that Joe Biden and Bill Clinton sitting there, and Biden was talking about Obama, and he was like, man, a clean, articulate black man, that's impossible. And he was, you know, because that was it, though. He was like, wow, I could raise so much money with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he fits the mold of exactly, you know, somebody who can connect with people and get things and whatever. And it was ridiculous. Yeah, I know I'm a racist when I say it, but really, if you say that I'm horrible for saying it, then do you have to admit to yourself that Biden's fucked up?
Well, everybody knows that, you know, poor kids are just as smart as white kids.
Oh, and that's
the Biden quote right there.
It's so messed up. And we're like, yeah, that guy should be in charge. I mean, that's kind of what it even comes down to. We're always like, oh, you know, well, we could have Trump or Biden. And it's like, yeah, that's what it comes down to. And the thing is, right, so you're going to spend tons and tons of money to get into power, and you're going to have your family attacked and ridiculed and harassed, which, you know, Biden's experienced that, Pelosi's experienced that, Trump's experienced that. You know, they try and destroy you. Somebody's always coming after you. The higher office you seek seems the more powerful, or even lower office if you're in New York or something where they're happy to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in New York and you're a politician and you're not on the take,
they're coming for you.
Yeah, they're going to take your ass out.
Yeah, no, it's not going to work. But all right. So, bottom line, I wanted to kind of dig deep in why I think this is true. One, I think my argument is, like, if the government was really inept, I think that we would have, like, the spending would be, you know, we'd have very inefficiencies in the government. We do have that, no doubt. But I think it's more nefarious than that, because it seems like they're actually trying to harm us. And that's where people are like, oh, you're crazy. I don't see that. And part of it is like there's some middle of the road stuff where it harms us, but it's more just because they want power and control. And so, you know, you have kind of the three ends of the spectrum of incompetence. You have power and control, and you have actually trying to destroy people. I would make the argument that the education system is in a way trying to destroy our way of life. One of the things I was actually listening to a old preacher from back in the day, looked like from the 80s. And it was something I saw on like YouTube or something. And the guy was like, well, you know, the way that schools are just trying to get people who are willing to go along, those are the ones that excel. And he talked about all the stupid projects and the stupid assignments that don't make any sense and don't, you know, aren't logical and are clearly time wasters. Now, you know, I know we like to tell ourselves, well, you don't understand the bigger picture. We're not smart enough to see that. And I think that's the problem is maybe we do see the bigger picture. And that's where it's starting to fall apart. But I think the stupid projects and the stupid assignments are intentional. And that because of that, it's basically the ones who exceed are the people who are willing to conform. And I would even venture as far to say, and this is kind of what the preacher was saying, but I would venture to say that maybe to get to the more elite schools, you're basically more willing to conform and obey. And so we end up with these crazies. And I think that my theory could be validated by what we're seeing now with this whole pro-Palestinian thing. You see, it's all like the elite schools where everybody's out, you know, trying to destroy the building and, you know, putting up Palestinian flags and the whole thing and just out. And I don't think, you know, it's not an argument. I mean, obviously, you know, I have opinions on being a pro-Palestinian or not and pro-Israeli, but it's not even that. It's whatever the indoctrination going on at the school, and then somehow everybody's on board with, yeah, let's just do it, you know, and let's just all go out and be angry. Whereas, you know, at maybe community colleges and things like that, people are like, hey, I'm just trying to get a job. You know, right. I'm just trying to, you know, go through the motions so I can get my nursing degree or learn how to weld or, you know, be an electrician or plumber or whatever, you know, and the goal is different. If your goal is control, if your goal is to rise up in power, you end up having to be somebody who's willing to go along to get along. You know, you're somebody who has to follow the rules and eat a lot of crow, you know?
Right.
And that's kind of concerning. It makes for a weak country is what I would say. I don't know. Thoughts?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It does seem like, I don't know. It does seem like we put up with a lot of bullshit from our government. You know, there's a lot of shit that I like to do that, yeah, you know, I do in my spare time. I enjoy doing. And there's also a lot of shit I can't do that I would like to do in my spare time. You know what I mean? Because it's against the law. Most of it is because I live in New York State instead of Texas. But I mean, it's the same sort of situation. Let's talk about some of the government programs that were catastrophes. Operation Fast and Furious. That was a fantastic one. So they're trying to figure out where the guns were going, right? How were cartels getting firearms? Some of them were American, it seemed. So what they did was they sold a bunch of illegal firearms to criminals in the United States and tracked
them. What's worse is they went to the local gun shops and they said, look, we need you to not do background checks, you know, on certain people or let things go. When these red flags come up, we need you to just let it go because we're trying to see what happens here. And what it was, I mean, I guess I misspoke there. They still did background checks, but it was when you think somebody's shady and like they come in and buy all these guns, you know that they're kind of reselling them or buying them for other people. Just let that go, even if you see red flags. And so they were doing that. And then it's funny because then they went back and went after some of the gun dealers after they told them to let the stuff go.
Yeah.
They were like, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, because the
that's what you get, though, for working with those motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Shit rolls downhill. And if you're working with them, you're the fucking bottom of the hill.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. And, you know, that's it. You know, people, it's funny at work. Somebody was like, oh, well, the manager said just put his initials on there. And he's okay with it. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Cause he's not going to be the one to question it. But when somebody else is like, oh, I don't think he signed that. That doesn't look like his initials. He is not going to have your back.
Yeah.
And you're going to, you know, be out there to hang. Well, I don't think that would happen. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Try it out.
That's not what I'm going to do, but you know, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, so ultimately with that, they most of those illegal guns ended up in Texas. They didn't, most of them didn't go across the border. Some of them did. One of them was a AK-47 that was used to kill a border agent.
Yes.
Also, they were used in 150 Mexicans killed and wounded as a result of those firearms that went missing. Because they were going to track them, but they didn't. So they didn't know where really they actually ended up.
Using and yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, wait a minute. This gun that killed those people, that came from us. Ooh.
Yeah, that's awkward and embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, that's definitely something that kind of keeps recurring and we see often with government, you know. I don't know. Let me segue around. Let me tell you about the IRS. I feel like the IRS, now mind you, the government loses like billions of dollars, trillions of dollars. Oh, we don't know where that went. Oh, yeah, we misplaced all that money. But with you, you're totally accountable for anything. And, you know, they're like, oh, you spent that $25. I'm not sure that was really, you know, tax deductible or, you know, whatever. They have, but we pay an insane amount in tax, right? Now you're thinking, well, Chuck, you know, we wouldn't have roads and firehouses and policemen and welfare if we didn't have taxes. So it would be horrible. Well, I did some research and I brought up a little chart with the background of where your money goes. Now, out of every dollar that we spend, 27 cents, that's your biggest like category, goes to Medicare and health. That's a whole big can of worms right there that we could unpack for hours of how our health care, why are our taxes paying 27% are going just to health care? Do you feel like you get 27 cents out of every dollar you spend? 27% of your paycheck helps you out with your health care? Do you feel like, I mean, shit, I go to the doctor like once every 5 years and I don't see it. Obviously, bigger things come up. Now, you could say, well, somebody gets cancer and that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. Do you feel like you got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of value out of that? I don't know that you do. 17.8% would go to the Pentagon and military. Do you feel like they're doing good to actually make America awesome out there? Now, obviously, I'm not talking about soldiers. I'm a veteran, whatever. They do what the government says. But do you feel that the government is allocating resources and deploying our military to things that represent your values and where you want that to go? Now, when we live in society, we all decide together and some things aren't exactly the way we want them to be, you know, more one, more the other. 12.7 cents of that dollar goes to education. Do you feel like your kids are really getting the education that you want? That 12% of your paycheck is going to that?
Well, let's stop that for a second, because in most states, in New York State specifically, I know because I live here, a large portion of my check ends up going to pay for school taxes.
Yeah,
that's not the federal government. That's the state government.
But most just talking about income tax. Now we're talking about a whole other tax.
Right. So all the money you pay in school taxes, that's not all the money you pay in school taxes, because you still pay 17% of your taxes
of your pay. Your dollar goes to school.
Right. Right.
That's insane. That is insane. Mm-hmm. Let me keep going a little bit more here, because then. Unemployment and labor. I don't even know what labor is, but anyway, unemployment and labor is 8 cents. Veterans benefits is 5 cents. So really, if we add the 5 cents to the 18 cents from Pentagon and military, that's almost right up there with healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Food and agriculture, 4.5% or 4.5 cents, right? Transportation, mm-hmm. 3.5. Housing and community 2.5. Energy and environment is 1 cent. Science is 0.7. International affairs is 1 cent. And then just running the government is another 3 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That actually doesn't even horrify me as much as the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
But it makes my head explode. And like I said, that's just out of your IRS income tax.
So when you pay 27% of your taxes that are going to Medicare and Medicaid, that means that you don't have to pay $800 or $900 a month for health insurance, right? Oh, you still have to pay for your own health insurance. I got it. Okay.
Right. All right.
So I'm paying for my own health insurance, and then whoever. Everybody else also. That's good.
Now, and this is the dangerous road that everybody, you know, that we always end up going down, is you're like, well, you know, it's not fair that we pay for everybody's health care, because I can't decide who drinks and smokes, who does heroin, who eats way too much, who just drinks too much beer where they're fat. You know, whatever it is, right? I can't, you know, decide if you eat the ding dongs or not, right? Now, obviously, I eat a lot of ding dongs, and I pay for my, you know, my health care, right? But so that's the thing. We can't control it. And that, I feel like, is just opening the door where the government's going to be like, well, you know what? We looked at it and we've kind of run out of money. So instead of not paying for everybody's health care, we're going to have to make sure that you guys all stop drinking, smoking, and eating bad food, because we can't afford it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So
ban Twinkies.
We're going to ban Twinkies. We're going to ban the sodas, because look at smoking. Look at how much health care it costs. How about we don't ban smoking and drinking and whatever, and we just don't pay for your health care? That sounds logical to me. Mm-hmm. Like, they mind their own business, you know? I don't know. Dude, it enrages me. Now, another thing that I have a big problem with is percentage of income that people pay for taxes. Now, it turns out, right, that the share of total taxes, or total income taxes paid, is paid by the top 1%, does pay 42% of all the taxes. So they always say the rich aren't paying their share, but 1% are paying 42 of everything. And I feel like that's discouraging people from earning more, and at least limiting, because here's the way I look at it. And people get annoyed at this, because they're like, oh, well, you don't understand, rich people are greedy. But here's the way I look at it. You're basically saying this top 1% is a good steward of money and knows how to invest it and make it grow. So we're going to take the majority of that away from them so they can't do well. Now, you're probably going to tell me, well, Chuck, but they wouldn't have the roads to do anything if it wasn't for the rest of us. Well, okay. So the bottom 50% only pay 2% of all the taxes. The bottom 50% earners. Now, you're saying, yeah, but you know, they're not paying their share. They need to pay a higher percentage of their income. Well, they do. The top 1% pay 22% of their income in tax, whereas the bottom 50% pay 10% of their income in taxes. So the percentage, they're paying double when they're rich. I'm just saying that's something to think about. It's you can't punish people for succeeding and reward bad behavior and expect good things. Like they always say, well, we tax the shit out of cigarettes because we don't want you to do it anymore. But if you're a really good earner, we're going to tax the shit out of you because we don't want you to be a really good earner anymore. That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Somebody's got to take care of everybody else.
I don't know. It just enrages me. All right. The Patriot Act. That's a whole other can of worms. Is the Patriot Act keeping us safer? I know that I haven't seen any reports about this in a long time. I know it kept going away and then coming back and, you know, whatever, but it never really went away. But one of the things with the Patriot Act was they said that it had stopped zero terrorists or whatever since, you know, I don't even know how you could say these things.
It got some drug dealers that aren't terrorists at all. But I mean, I guess
whatever. I'm sure there's lots of people who say things that they're like, well, we put that guy in jail. So, mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. But they didn't stop any like terror attacks, I guess, was the.
Right.
The argument. Not they caught lots of terrorists, I think, but maybe mm-hmm. not terror attacks.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that label terrorist is thrown around pretty loosely.
I think exactly what I mean mm-hmm. there. You know, it comes up. Yeah, there and you know, look at how it's changed our police. You know, the whole a cop coming up and just being like, show me your papers kind of thing. That would have never been acceptable before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't go for that kind of crap. Like, obviously, you know, you can say, well, that's not how they treated black people in the South. And you are right. There were some cops doing some horrible things. Yeah. And there's always, you know, that whole, but the majority of a small town America in the 80s, it wasn't really a thing. 90s. 2000, that cops weren't like out just screwing with you. I don't know. I know they used to be like, hey, what are you kids doing out here on your skateboards and whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. God forbid a kid rides his skateboard.
Remember some
Jesus
of that.
Christ, it's
know?
A crisis, right? That stuff always drives me crazy because it does feel like a lot of cops are into like pushing teenagers around. But
I do like pushing teenagers around. You got to teach them whatever. No.
You got to follow the rules, buddy. I'm an authority figure. You listen.
Now you're thinking, well, Chuck, all that income tax that goes to important things, but like roads and whatever, but that's not really right. Cause we have the fuel tax that you pay at the gas pump.
Right.
Turns out that really is supposed to be covering your
and
road.
Believe it or not, before there were cars and governments, there were roads. Roads existed. Like
it can't be real.
Well, all the way back. All the way back to horses, man.
Rome.
Yeah, they were all.
Yeah, no, it worked out. I want you to come to my business. I'm going to find a way for you to get there. Just say right. It. You know, and that's also why people group together in areas. You know, what about? Well, we're still on the Patriot Act thing and police and the lockdowns. The things that they did, and I'm not talking about, you know, people hear lockdown, they're, oh, COVID, yep, they had a shut-in. Well, even more than that, do you remember the Boston Marathon bombing?
Right.
They just shut that city down, and we're like, nope, none of you, it's security, terrorism, we had to get, obviously, that was a horrible tragedy, and it was fucked up, and, you know, we don't need that kind of thing in America. And I hate to say it, we need to make sure that we get people who do that kind of thing, because they need to know that there's no chance of, you know, I get that. I get the argument. But the way they came rolling out, and now, dude, that was insane. To think for a government to kind of flex that kind of power and show the population, you know, what kind of control they have over them. That was a big hand to play. And I'm surprised we didn't have more consequence to that. I'm surprised that, you know, it's one more thing that nudged us into that police state direction. But I think on the flip side, it didn't seem to have consequences on the surface like I would have thought it would have, you know, more long term for society as a whole, because we just accepted it. We were like, oh, okay, that's all right, because terrorism bad, you know, but it's one more nudge in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Well, the news spent a lot of time working us up, getting us terrified of terrorists. They're around every corner, you know. Every person you saw that wasn't, like, you know, had a kind of a dark tan, you know what I mean? Not black, not white, but anything in between, you're kind of in trouble. Didn't matter if you were from India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, didn't matter where you were from. If you had that skin color, I don't know, dude, probably a terrorist.
Yeah, but now they're working so hard as don't be judgmental. Nope. Palestinians, nope. These are all good people over there that are, you know, just trying to make ends meet. I don't know. I find it beyond disturbing. You know, that's where it comes down. All right, let's talk about food. How are they doing making sure your food is safe, making sure you don't get sick? Are they out inspecting everything and making sure it's all cool? Because they don't really inspect that much. And how do you feel about poison in your food? How are we doing with corn syrup? Why is that a big push? Why is the government funding that kind of thing? How much has the government put into utilizing corn and putting corn in everything you eat? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, why is corn in everything I eat? Corn syrup, corn starch, corn everything.
Yeah.
It's in everything. And the United States subsidizes that, right? If you grow corn, you're going to get paid for the corn, you know?
Yep. I don't get it. It just feels like the priorities are all wrong. And, you know, I mean, the chemicals in general, you know, they're starting to be this little uprising of people talking about forever chemicals that they're putting in food that end up there in your body and never go away. You know, is there maybe something, you know, people keep saying chemtrails, that if you do a little research into this, there's now a lot of aluminum in jet fuel, which is a weird thing that happened in like the 80s, 90s, they started doing it. And they're saying that that's kind of so in the environment and because of the chemtrails, right? Just coming off the planes, that it's now kind of everywhere in our land, just has aluminum that's getting in our water. It's in our, you know, food, at the soil that we're growing and everything. And it's really taking a toll on people's health. And of course, then we just have more pharmaceuticals to kind of keep us alive, so it evens out. We're still living to 80 or whatever versus,
right,
you know,
right. As long as we take all the right pills and shit. Yeah. It doesn't seem like science in America has really like cured anything in a while. Like, what was the last thing? Polio? They can treat a lot of stuff, but they don't cure shit.
No, they don't cure shit. They got to have the long-term play. Cause you're like, oh, they cured AIDS. They got that figured out. I see the commercials, undetectable. Well, yeah, but did they cure it, or do you just have to keep buying more pills?
Yeah. I knew a guy that had AIDS, and, he lived a good long time, but the medication he was taking completely destroyed his health. Like, he got early onset Alzheimer's and dementia and like just fucked him up all kinds of ways, but he stayed alive for a lot longer.
Yeah, there you go. Well, they said, Alzheimer's, that it really wasn't a thing. And like up to like the 50s, nobody like had Alzheimer's. And people are like, well, we didn't detect it and whatever. No, it pretty much, that kind of thing wasn't there to anywhere near the levels that we have now. And I got to say, I really feel like it's the chemicals and everything that we get. And back to the theme, I mean, the whole point of all this is the government is not really making things better for us, yet they keep taking more of our money. And I keep having to go to work all the time and doing tons of shit that I don't really want to do. Yeah. I want to spend time with my family. I want to spend time, you know, enjoying the company of people I care about instead of being a slave. You know, I thought with all these conveniences and innovation and technology that things would get cheaper and easier, and instead we just have more crap, you know? No, I mean, obviously we have a lot more stuff, and you know, oh well, we have an iPhone and we can, you know, look at videos of nonsense all day long. And yeah, I guess, and you didn't have that, and I can research and see the world and whatever. But if we had that without the crippling taxes, and I feel like you could have both. I feel like technology could progress and we could not have crippling taxes. Maybe if we weren't poisoning everybody with all the food and the chemtrails and the everything else, right? Then maybe we could not spend 27% of our income on healthcare for the country.
Yeah. I'm
just saying, that might be a thing.
So, so we're spending a lot of money right now on PFOAs, which is one of the forever chemicals. It's related to microplastics. It was used for making nonstick pans.
Yeah,
and, like, you know, things like that. So that's great. The company that produced it, Bayer, did have to pay a small amount out for that. So so there's that, but the rest of us actually pay for it. So Bayer, you know, we wouldn't want Bayer to go out of business, you know what I mean? So we can't take all their money, so we'll take all of your money, you know.
That'll
get that straightened out.
Exactly. It's kind of like that whole Lords of London insured the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
And then they were like, well, we didn't think they'd fall down and whatever, and so obviously they went bankrupt.
Yeah, you have to pay for that.
They didn't go out of business, right? No, they're all fine. They're just like, we're just not going to pay for that because that was like a lot. Yeah. Why would we insure shit and take the money every year? And then, you know what? You guys should do that. Or maybe the banks that did all those bad deals in 2009 and they bought all those shitty investments.
Right. They bought all those shitty investments and then it came back and bit them in the ass? No, it didn't. It bit us in the ass.
Yeah, exactly. GM, you remember GM? They were going to go bankrupt and the big bailout because their pension fund and everything else. Yeah, no, don't worry. The American taxpayer will take that. We got that. And no, that's, and people are like, see, it's capitalism. Capitalism's bad.
Yeah. Capitalism didn't do any of that shit.
Yeah, no, it wasn't capitalism.
Capitalism would have seen those banks go bankrupt and would have seen those car manufacturers go under because, you know, if you suck at something, you're not successful. You
fail. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the way it works in the United States anymore.
But then we wouldn't have the new Camaro.
I don't know that new Camaro is really worth it. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm not impressed with it.
I hear you. But Kevin, 1,000 horsepower is out there with, you know, the different company, not Camaro, but I don't know. There's a lot of 700. We're in that neighborhood and that's pretty freaking awesome. I just, you know, Ford has the ZL1 Camaro that, you know, there's things out there, right? Some cool things, but no, it's concerning. It's a crazy world, though, and that's my point. You know, fluoride and everything, the COVID vaccine. You know, there was a lot of states that wouldn't let people work in the healthcare or do things unless they got, you know, a mandatory vaccine. I know Massachusetts said they were making it legal for employers to demand you got the vaccine or you lose your job. That was a legitimate thing. There's so many things that, you know, you could go out there and I don't know. The government just can't force you to do shit, yet they do. And we keep accepting it as a society. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, what I'm talking about. And that's, you know,
right.
What
they really take your money from you because you're not really a grown up. You're not responsible to handle your own money. So they'll take it and they'll spend it the way that they see fit as long as you follow their rules. Right.
I think that's really what it comes down to is one, they know better than us as they keep telling us over and over again, as evidenced by everything that we just laid out, you know, they obviously make good choices.
Yeah.
You know, we paid.
I'm a grown ass man, but I need another grown ass man to tell me what to do. Right.
Yeah. You know how it is. Now, what I would really bring up is there a possibility that they did all this? Is it possible that they added all this stress to us? They put all this stuff out there and we don't know anything. We're too dumb. They know better and they have to tell us what to do. Could it be because we got a shitty education? Because aren't they in charge of the education?
Yep.
But we're so dumb that all they had to work with is raw materials that, you know, this is the best they can do. I don't know. That movie Idiocracy comes to mind. I was just watching that the other day and they were, you know, they had the whole, he's like, no, I'm getting out of jail today. Oh, you're an idiot. You're in the wrong line. Go stand over there. Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel like that would play out. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I feel like that is the kind of bullshit that we're dealing with. It's like we're getting dumber and dumber, and we're putting up with it, you know, more and more bullshit. And eventually, you know, the federal government has been growing for 200 years, right? Been getting more and more powerful for a long time. It never goes back the other way. You know what I mean? It never, the president never gets less powerful, only more powerful, you know? Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, they weren't very powerful people. They were the figurehead of the executive branch. And that was it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now the president just does whatever the fuck they want. Used to be that Congress had to declare war, but we don't go to war. We're not in wars anymore. We're in policing actions, right?
Yeah.
Operations. So, you know, you just kind of cut Congress right out of all that shit. It's not like Congress makes better decisions though or anything, you know, they're a bunch of fucking retards too, but that's
my experience, right?
What are you gonna do?
So with that, I know nobody really wanted to wake up and hear me rant about the government, but I couldn't help it. It was building for a while. I have to vent a little bit every now and again, and you know, that's how it is sometimes. So I appreciate you bearing with me and toughing it out. You can you know, give us show ideas, tell us things you're concerned about, what you'd rather hear about. Maybe you don't want to know about coffee for the apocalypse. You know, maybe we need to do an episode on how you can substitute your crack habit during the apocalypse.
Right. There's going to be, I mean, if things go down, there's going to be a lot of addictions that people have that they don't realize they have, you know? There's a lot of people out there with sugar addictions that don't even realize that they, you know, are on sugar. I mean, the truth is sugar's in almost everything you eat, especially things that are processed, you know?
You know that most of sugar comes from beets in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's weird, right? I didn't know that until recently. Not beet sugar farm. Cane, from beets.
I know, because in school they brought in sugar cane. This is where it comes from. This is
right.
We're like, oh, yeah, that's my understanding. Now it's all like beets. I'm like, that's weird. So just saying, there's things out there. You need to know about it. We have the answers. We'll dig it up for you. You know, you have concerns, talk to us. PreppingBadass@gmail.com. Maybe you want badass gear, right? Maybe you want to be cool, get a badass coffee mug, something that has, you know, podcast logo. Maybe you want some of those shirts. I'm going to have to make the 7 Ways to Die t-shirt from Kevin.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's got to be something that we need to do to work this out, make the world better for you. You can let us know. We'd appreciate it. Anyway, I appreciate you sticking around. appreciate you having us here. And, you know, somebody recommended maybe you want to save the nudie magazines, so when the internet goes down, you'll be in demand. Or maybe that's not what he wrote, but that's what I came up with. Anyway, I will let you guys get to it. So with that, stay safe, and we will talk to you guys next week.